Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Face to face with Russia.
This is a critical moment.
We do not expect a breakthrough.
Morning, a bat out of hell.
I can see paradise by the dashboard.
Ivanka Trump and the Capitol attack.
They want to hear what she heard January 6th.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup Showdown in Geneva, where Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov for about 90 minutes. There was little optimism before the meeting.
We don't expect to resolve our differences here today, but I do hope and expect that we can test whether the path diplomacy, a dialogue remains open.
CBS's Holly Williams in Ukraine's capital tells us the issue is a possible Russian invasion.
The U.S. is warning Russia if it invades its neighbor Ukraine, it faces a swift, severe response in the form of sanctions. Moscow denies it's planning an attack, but new satellite images show the massive buildup of Russian troops and weaponry along Ukraine's border. To lower tensions, Russia's demanding security guarantees, including a rolling back of NATO troops from Eastern Europe and a ban on Ukraine joining the alliance. Those are things the U.S. and its partners say they cannot agree to. Ukrainians are frightened.
Because it's not only the threat for Ukraine, it's a threat for all the world.
We want a normal life, not anybody telling us what to do.
Overnight came word of the death of a larger-than-life rock star, Meat Loaf. A family statement does not mention a cause of death for the 74-year-old entertainer. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says he blasted onto the scene 45 years ago with the smash album Bat Out of Hell.
Meat Loaf said his role in life was to be an outcast, but that didn't stop him from becoming one of the best-selling musical artists of all time. The album Bat Out of Hell stayed on the UK charts for over 9 years. The song,
and I would do anything for love,
earned him a Grammy. His powerful operatic voice led to performances in Broadway musicals, but he also did straight acting in film and TV. Here he is in Tales from the Crypt.
I want you to feel free to remind me if I'm wrong.
The entertainer, who was born Marvin Lee Aday, told various stories as to how he got his nickname. Some of them referred to his large size as a child. True or not, what was clear was the size of his talent.
Now go.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Now to Washington, CBS's Scott McFarland says the House panel investigating the insurrection wants to hear from Ivanka Trump.
In a letter to the former first daughter, the January 6th committee says it wants to talk, especially about a phone call she heard. The panel wants to know more about the testimony to the committee involving Mr. Trump's call to Mike Pence from the Oval Office the morning before the U.S. Capitol attack, urging him to block certification of President Biden's victory. A spokesperson for Ivanka Trump did not address whether she'd comply, writing, as she publicly stated that day at 3:15 p.m., any security breach or disrespect to our law enforcement is unacceptable.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says COVID vaccinations could be available for kids under age 5 as soon as next month. A new National Institutes of Health study finds COVID vaccines do not affect fertility in men or women, but getting the virus could temporarily impact men. Well, much of the South is getting the latest winter blast. Falling temperatures and snow will accumulate in some places. Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel is tracking it.
We have to keep an eye out for the ice. That's going to be another issue. Down toward Wilmington, into Myrtle Beach, even into Charleston, we could see some of that ice accretion, and it could get enough to produce a power outage situation.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Supreme Court delivers a setback for abortion rights in Texas, a state with a law that effectively bans most procedures. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Abortion providers in Texas requested that the U.S. Supreme Court send their legal challenge to the Texas Heartbeat Act back to a federal district court in Austin, where they have seen some success. But in a 6-3 vote, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected that request. Whole Women's Health filed the legal challenge to the Texas law. Amy Hagster Miller is the CEO.
With the Fifth Circuit judges and with the state's attorneys and with the Supreme Court, frankly, is the strategy is to try to delay this as long as possible.
Outside Philadelphia, three police officers who've been charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of an 8-year-old girl were fired at a council meeting that drew widespread interest.
Our community's hurting.
It was reckless what they did. It was extremely reckless.
What you're doing to our three police officers is wrong.
The shooting took place in the chaos following a high school football game last August. A jury of 18 people, mostly white, has been picked in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers. They were on the scene when George Floyd was killed. Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager acquitted in the fatal shooting of two men during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has asked police to return his gun and other personal property seized when he was arrested. When the pandemic first hit, people hit the gym at home, buying up equipment. Now, the flip side. CBS's Monica Ricks.
Peloton shares crashed nearly 24% yesterday, its worst day in more than 2 months, after the company announced it would consider all options, including layoffs, over a decline in demand. Peloton is also reportedly cutting back on some bike and treadmill production, but its CEO insists production isn't stopping completely.
Defending champion Naomi Osaka lost today in the third round at the Australian Open. Well, for Adele, the music has stopped before it even started. She's postponed a 24-date Las Vegas residency just hours before the first performance, breaking the news on social media.
I'm so upset and I'm really embarrassed and I'm so sorry to everyone that's traveled again. I'm really, really sorry.
She says there have been delivery delays and her crew has been hit by the coronavirus.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Tampa Bay's big league team may be successful on the field, but off the field, there are issues.
The Rays have been an American League power player for years.
And the Rays are the champs in the American League East.
But they've been at or near the bottom of the majors in attendance since their first season in 1998.
Owner Stuart Sternberg has been floating the plan to split home games between St. Petersburg and Montreal for years. MLB has said no. The Rays have been lobbying for a new ballpark in Florida with no luck. Sternberg says others have advised him to move the team elsewhere.
You know, I never say never, but, it's not anything I'm thinking about.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
NCAA member schools have overwhelmingly ratified a new constitution that gives them and conferences more power. Each of its three divisions will now be able to self-govern. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, produced by Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.